This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force. And I wanted to talk today about bucket lists. And I've really like given up a lot on bucket lists. So quite often I've wanted something or desired something and then nothing happened or it didn't happen and I gave up. And one of the things that I got shown today, I got something that's been on my list since I was 14 years old. And it happened today after desiring it for a couple of decades at least. And I sat there with it and it was just this feeling like I can't even explain it exactly. I just gasped of joy. I can't even explain it that well, what it felt like to have something like that show up for me. And I'm not going to say what it is, so sorry, it's a little bit of a tease. I want to just encourage you to take some stuff and put it on that bucket list and start getting it and just start asking for it and start reaching for it, start taking actions towards having it. And just stop messing around because, you know, every single day you're on the planet and you're not achieving anything that you've been asking yourself to achieve. It's just silly. And I just want to bring you into that space of it's possible. And to me today, something happened that I've been wanting for so long. And I don't know. I just gasped. I was so joyful when it finally showed up. So my encouragement for you today, when you clear that space, when you clear the blockages, then you get to have something or some things or some people. You get to invite into your life some amazing experiences that you might otherwise not experience, right? So one of the things you can do when you're dreaming big is to set little milestones out. Oh my goodness, how do I say this? Put together some milestones that are like mini milestones that you can achieve en route to your big, hairy, yummy, delicious, wild-ass goals or targets or however you want to say it, but things you'd like to have that you don't have right now or places you'd like to have visited that you never visited. And one of the things that I do is I'll picture it. Like, let's say I'm going to go speak in front of people and I've got a talk I'm going to give. I'll picture everyone thanking me after. Does that make sense? So I'll picture the other side of the thing. And then I'll picture people responding a certain way. And then I'll just ask sort of for guidance to get that all to be put into place so that it all unveils. Does that make sense? It's kind of crazy. So I want to wake up those dreams that you've been sort of pushing down inside you, maybe telling yourself you weren't good enough to dream it. I want you to wake that up right now and just wake up some of those latent desires that you had stopped desiring. And maybe, you know, we had a good reason. You know I did. I was very limited. I did not think I could achieve on what God given to me today. I never really believed it could happen for me. And so when something happens like that, it's crazy. It's just crazy. I have one other funny thing I want to tell you. This is not here nor there, but I have these bushy eyebrows, and my daughter said to me that thick eyebrows are now in. And then my friend Atara this morning, she said it's been now over 3 years that bushy eyebrows have been in. Oh my gosh, I have like the thickest, Einstein-est, strangest looking eyebrows in the world. Well, I don't know, they're not strange, but they're really thick. And they look just like my father's. They don't look like my mother had these beautiful, nice, well-behaved eyebrows. And mine are just out of hand. And so I found out today, like, that's actually good. So I'm pretty excited as I get through these like crazy big decades of my life that everything I've got is suddenly going into fashion. Oh my gosh, I don't know why I brought that up. I just wanted to share some of my joy with you and some of my happiness with you and see if you can't get some of that just from hanging out with me. My next session will be coming up tomorrow, so enjoy and have a most fabulous day today.